Reading for February 13th, entitled Laborers Needed for the Harvest. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Let those who have been trained for service now take their places quickly in the Lord's work. House-to-house laborers are needed. The Lord calls for decided efforts to be put forth in places where the people know nothing of the truth. Singing and prayer and Bible readings are needed in the homes of the people. Now, just now, is the time to obey the commission, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Those who do this work must have a ready knowledge of the Scriptures. "It is written" is to be their weapon of defense. God has given us light on His Word that we may give it to our fellow men. The truth spoken by Christ will reach hearts. A "Thus saith the Lord" will fall upon the ear with power, and fruit will appear wherever honest service is done. The Lord calls for action. Should we neglect to take advantage of this time, we should miss a great opportunity for letting light from God's Word shine forth. The trumpet is to give a certain sound. Say to the people, "Know for yourselves of the doctrine." Let not your lips utter a sentence of doubt. Do not come before the people with an uncertain sound. Know what is truth and proclaim truth. Christ's teaching was always positive in its nature. Never utter sentiments of doubt. Bear with a certain voice an affirmative message. Lift him up, the man of Calvary, higher and still higher. There is power in the exaltation of the cross of Christ. Christ's divinity is to be steadfastly maintained. When the Savior asked his disciples the question, "Whom say ye that I am?" Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Said Christ, "Upon this rock," not on Peter, but on the Son of God, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Verse 18. Great is the mystery of godliness. There are mysteries in the life of Christ that are to be believed, even though they cannot be explained. Taken from Letter 65, dated February 13, 1905, to A.T. Jones, a prominent minister.